Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Biscuits with the Boss, a podcast series about Ted Lasso. I'm your host and new manager, Ed Lasso, Edwin Janes. With me are my co-host and new striker, Shawnee Ronjas, Sean Roney.
Hello.
And our producer, Coach Beard, Alex Ward.
Putting the game before the dame.
Well, fellas, this is our last episode in this series, and we're just going to talk about what today was like.
Yeah. We met up at the house at, we were supposed to be here at 9:30 at Alex's house.
A gentleman's 9:30, which is 9:45.
Which is about 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Yeah. Edwin brought bagels, which was delicious.
Alex made coffee and had fruit.
Yeah.
Fruit, some coffee, and made
delicious
some fluffy
pancakes.
Yeah. And then I don't know if we got really around to recording our first episode until like 11 or something, and then we started the show after that. I can't remember,
but then we kind of had
to race to get this thing done because it's 7:30 now. Mm-hmm. We've been in here all day.
This has been.
We took one walk.
Yeah, we did take a walk. This was kind of a thank you guys for coming with me on this fun experiment. This was kind of a weird idea I had.
Yeah,
and these guys were nice enough to join me on it. I thought I just wanted to try something different. Our office show was our office show is kind of like once a week until the end of it, and this is like we're gonna do it all in one day. It's gonna be super concentrated, and you're gonna get it in your feed at one point, and that'll be it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to try that out. And I thought it would be really funny if by the end of it, like in a soccer match, we're kind of worn out, you know?
Yeah, I am.
From watching and talking and,
yeah. It's 7:30 and we're drinking coffee now.
I want to hit the showers.
And we had beers
exactly,
earlier.
Exactly, yeah.
I know. So, I want to get back to the beer.
We'll get back.
Open that grill up.
We're almost ready.
How did you like this experience?
I think, setting aside a day and doing it, it's like doing it all at once is kind of nice, but like, it's just going to be done now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For you guys, I get to edit it all.
Yeah, that's right.
Hopefully there's not a ton to edit because we just did one straight shot.
I hope so.
It's not like we had a bunch of segments or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope
it's not too hard.
No,
I guess I'd say that I'm kind of surprised that I could do this over and over and over again.
Good.
I really could. Yeah. I mean, unless even if it was a bad show, because then I could just get on here and hate on it. And it would be fun.
Might even be more fun. It was really nice out today. And being inside on a nice day all day was a little tough. Mm-hmm. I wonder, we could probably do this throughout the fall and winter.
I was just going to say, so you know what? This show makes me feel good. And we had to do this now so that we can. I was like, what is that? We had to do this now so that we could get this out before season two. But I almost would have rather binged this in the fall. Just because that's the time. It's just like when Ted Lasso's like, first day of school.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I feel like I would have really liked to curl up with this show on a cool day, gray day.
Our first episode, like the first episode in this pregame interview thing, we sort of ran out of steam a little bit only because, like, you know, you hadn't seen it and, like, you've only seen it once, and I wasn't like, how do I talk about the show without giving away too much?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Which kind of puts a little bit of a hard stop on some conversation topics. So I was like, man, I hope it's good for the rest. Mm-hmm. But the other two, I thought were fantastic. Like, conversation flowed pretty easy, and we didn't have to, try to fill time. I think we ended at pretty natural spots, and just a fun, very unique day. Yeah, and I hope you guys enjoyed it too.
Definitely. I mean, well, you know, when we do the Michael Scott podcast, we've done retreats before where we'll watch episodes together and then talk about them. And that's never really how we do our prep, just because that would take way too much time.
It's not that efficient. It's not as efficient as we think it would be.
at the same time, I wish I could do it. We could do it that way every time.
Yes.
Because it's indeed. It always is just so much more fresh, and it's really easy to talk about, and it's just fun to watch things with you guys.
I agree. I'd like to do this again, maybe in another location.
Yeah,
go somewhere.
Yeah,
really get it done.
That'd be great.
I have a few things, a few questions from the show that we didn't hit.
Great.
Just
yeah.
kind of
yeah.
for fun here as we close out these interviews.
Yep.
With a few questions, maybe. Did we ever get to the bottom of his joke where he's like, hey, what does a British owl say?
No, we never heard it.
We never heard that. Because that's when he asks, hey, what's a British owl say? And that's when Coach Beard is like distancing himself.
Yeah, yeah.
But we never hear.
Who?
Who?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Is it? Oh, yeah. I don't know what it would have been.
I don't know. Are you looking it up?
I was trying to look it up, but there's not. It's just people guessing. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's. I want. Maybe we'll learn in season two.
Yeah.
I hope they keep that going. We never actually. Mm-hmm. What is British owl? I don't know. I said. Oh, shout out when he says like, except for the wit and wisdom of the Calvin and Hobbes. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing stays that's forever. Right. Loved that. What would you guys throw in the curse fire?
Oh, man. I don't know. I haven't
And that's a kind
that.
Of a tough question. Mm-hmm. A little intense.
Something that you're actually willing to
But an
part
object
with.
That you're willing to actually burn that would mean something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We can think about that. Come back to it if you want.
Yeah, I definitely don't have one off the top of my head.
Rebecca got away with just throwing something she didn't like in the fire. So mm-hmm.
She did.
I mean, no one really told her, I guess.
If Danny was about to throw a whole bottle of mezcal in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
would have made quite a fireball, too.
No kidding.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I would. It's like, what are you actually actually willing to part with?
Well, I have another question while we're thinking.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You got something. Mm-hmm. Has this sparked any interest in you for you guys to watch more soccer?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like, do you feel
No.
Yeah,
not more than I do. I mean, I watch some, but not, not a lot.
There's just no way. I mean, for me, I've tried to get into sports several times. And I mean, the time investment to me is just, I don't understand. I don't know how you guys do it. How you learn all these people's names and keep up with what's going on and watch games and then all the people change the next year. It's like, I don't get it.
It's a lot of data.
There's a lot of data. I feel like... I will probably try to pay more attention to EPL this year, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it starts in a few weeks, so it's not that far off. And, like, you can watch games on weekend mornings. That's, like, pretty easy.
Yeah.
Because of the time difference, you know, Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. Like, there are often games early in the mornings and stuff. And I'm just going to try to pay a little more attention. It'll be fun.
After the show, I would much rather have a Richmond AFC jersey than an actual real EPL team.
Yeah.
I'd go for one of those.
I'd love to go to some more Timbers games. We should do that.
Sure,
this
definitely.
Year.
Yeah. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Great environment.
You guys ever ridden a tandem bike?
No.
They brought that up. He brings up like he bruised his perineum and chipped a tooth or something. Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Yeah. It's hard. It's a weird sensation the first time you do it because especially when you turn and like.
Oh, yeah.
You have half the control you normally do. And you really have to trust the other person.
Does the person up front have full turning power?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And pretty much everything.
Yeah.
So like the way the pedals on the back work is like you can't pedal if the person in front stops pedaling.
Oh.
And so it's a good way to like really test a relationship is right at I already asked about the curse fire. Oh, and last one, I don't think we ever asked from the first half, which was first concert.
Oh, yeah. First concert, best concert.
Yeah, first concert.
First concert, NSYNC, fifth
really?
Grade. Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good for you for telling us.
I'm not ashamed of it.
No.
First concert, Matchbox 20.
Wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Second very concert, nice. Matchbox 20 again.
My dad
took me to both.
Oregon Zoo?
No, is it the then Rose Garden?
Okay.
But my dad took me like when I was, I don't know, probably like 9 or 10. And then they came back again and he took me again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think technically mine might have been like I remember I went to some Oregon Zoo concerts as a family. I was really young. I think there was a Ladysmith Black Mambazo in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
And
like
who did Baby Beluga? Was that guy's name?
Raffy.
Raffy.
Oh.
But first one I went, I bought tickets to like on my own.
Yeah.
I went to a, Iron and Wine show with my brother, junior of high school, like basement show, nice. When he was still playing just a guitar in a cafe. And that was pretty sweet.
First concert on my own when I was like 14 was Foo Fighters and Weezer.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Nice.
That was a big show.
That's good.
Yeah. But I guess, I remember as a tiny kid, we saw like Casey and the Sunshine Band at some park. Kind of like a zoo concert.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wouldn't really count it, but.
Yeah, it's hard to.
It happened.
Hard to count those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about best concert? That was the other part of it.
Flaming Lips at the Roseland is one that I'll never forget.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
That's good. They had a huge stage show, and the Roseland is a small venue, but they just brought all the stuff, and they had these giant confetti cannons that basically touch the ceiling, and they would blast out confetti and they would just ricochet off the ceiling, and it was just a huge show in a tiny place. And and if you know Flaming Lips, that it's just
all
entertaining
the
whole time.
You have one?
Well, the one that comes to mind for me, Anderson .Paak and the Free Nationals.
Oh, cool.
So for whatever reason, I've seen them several times in the last few years pre-COVID.
Yeah.
I saw them at this music festival in 2018. I saw them at Edgefield here pretty close to Portland. Mm-hmm. And then I saw them at ComplexCon. And I just got to see the same set.
Oh, cool.
Like
three
or four different times. That's cool. And it was just a great set. Anderson .Paak is a great performer.
Oh, yeah. I believe it fully. I guess I went to Sasquatch with my dad, and it wasn't even like one show. It was like a series of shows, but one of the headlining nights. I think being there with my dad was like the most fun I've ever had at any concert, festival. Like, I've been to Sasquatch three or four times, all with a group of friends, but this time with my dad was way better. We had so much fun. And I think we saw Jack White. He was a headliner one night, and that blew my dad's mind. And it was just fun to like watch. My dad had no concept of what a modern music festival is. And so the first night we got there, like, we stayed in that huge line, we parked, we walked in. He had no idea. He was like a kid in a candy shop. Mm-hmm. And we crested the hill for the main stage, and Girl Talk was like hitting its peak.
Oh, wow.
And my dad just like lost his mind when he saw just glow sticks flying everywhere and these people. And he just started dancing like all the way down the hill. And I was
man.
This is great. That's amazing. That overall experience was the greatest concert. Yeah. For sure.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. And then it was Bon Iver headlined the last night.
That's very good.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Also a good show, Bon Iver. Yeah.
Way better. There were so many more people on stage than I thought there was going to be. Yeah.
There were two drum kits.
And a percussionist.
It's like,
whoa.
For Emma Forever
for this,
ago?
For
is
this?
Yeah.
For this? What? Mm-hmm. But yeah. Specifically Jack White with my dad. If I had to pick one.
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
Well, nice.
Any other discussion questions to wrap up? Or you think,
I am tired after.
I think I'm tired. That was a big day for all of us.
We're about to go out back and barbecue some dinner and wind down.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice.
Talk about The Office again.
back to
hey, thank you again if you've been listening all the way through.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it. Thank you for coming with us on this journey. And I hope you like it. If you do, let us know.
If you watched Ted Lasso, if you hadn't seen Ted Lasso and you watched it because of this, like, let us know your thoughts. What'd you think?
Yep.
Is The Office fan, does an Office fan cross over with Ted Lasso easily?
Mm-hmm.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Well, that wraps up this entire day. I hope you've enjoyed it if you joined us this far.
Thank you, Edwin, too, for this idea and quarterbacking this whole thing. It was a lot of fun. I really appreciate it.
More of a general manager kind of thing.
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah. But no, this was super fun, and I really hope if you've listened to us this far, you've enjoyed it. So let us know what you think, and we'll be back in your feed very soon with some more Office content. So take care, stay safe, and we'll see you next week.
Diamond Dogs!
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.